Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
I'm honored to welcome back calling guest U.S. Senator Ben Sasse to discuss the likelihood of the Senate passing the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. What is the chances that we can pass this legislation through the Senate?
I mean, the truth of the matter is almost all Republicans are there, but not every Republican, and almost no Democrats are in the right place on this issue. And it's a real tragedy. I'm the third most conservative person in the Senate by voting record, but I would like it if both parties were advancing a healthy vision for the country. I don't just want the parties to compete. I want them to ultimately agree on really important stuff. And so I think it's a tragedy that pro-life Democrats are so unrepresented in the American Congress, where you have pro-life evangelical Democrats in Nebraska, you have pro-life Catholic Democrats in Nebraska, and yet you have basically no pro-life Democratic candidates left because national Democratic organizations come in and try to snuff them out in primaries. And so the math of trying to get this bill passed, usually it takes 60 votes to get anything done in the U.S. Senate, and we only have 52 Republicans, and we're probably two or three Republicans short of those 53 and being willing to vote for the bill today. But I think we should be voting on this to smoke people out and to have them have to demonstrate, why would they stand against science? Why would they stand against compassion? Why would they stand against the 3D and 4D images that you mentioned? There are Democrats from states like Indiana and North Dakota and Montana in the U.S. Senate where lots of their population is pro-life. And a lot of these senators should be put on record to have to explain, why would they not want to defend the life of these babies that so obviously can feel pain? So I think we're going to make progress over time if we get some votes on it, because I think the public is in a healthier place than the elected officials.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I was thrilled to see that a female senator, Senator Joni Ernst, is one of the co-sponsors with you in this bill. Let's pray that senators pass this important legislation. Listen in tomorrow as Senator Sasse shares about the emerging pro-life generation.
Thanks for listening to NFA's Daily Radio Program. If you'd like more information about issues affecting Nebraska families or any of the resources mentioned, call us at 1-888-777-5188.